This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
Here with me in the studio is our final guest, Claire Taylor, from Vantage Point, a free community magazine delivered to over 121,000 homes across Surrey and some areas of Hampshire and Sussex. Welcome, Claire.
Thank you very much.
Well, before we delve into your very interesting background, can you tell us a bit about the magazine? I understand it was set up in 2009 by Stephen Reynolds, and Marcus Atkins joined later.
Yes, so the two of them are best friends. They have been for years and years and years. And they decided that they wanted to set up their own little magazine. And it started off in Godalming, and it was just the Godalming area. And then over time, it's grown and grown and grown. Now it's got five different editions. So Godalming's still in the heart of it all. And then we cover Guildford, Farnham, Hazelmere and Dorking as well.
Wow. And so are you at 120,000 right now, or has it grown?
It's 121,520, to be specific. but each month that goes up with every single house that's built, if it's within our distribution area, it's distributed by the Royal Mail.
Right, that's excellent. What's the purpose of the magazine?
So it's just for local people to find out what's happening in their area, really. You know, events that are happening. You know, we support a lot of charities. I know charities sometimes don't have enough money to sort of take out a full page of advertising. So we've got a little section in there that they can sort of shout about what they're up to. And it's just a way of just spreading local awareness of local businesses and supporting local.
Excellent for people moving into the area.
Absolutely.
And your role?
So I'm part of the sales team. So there's three of us, and we go out to all of the different geographical editions. We each look after one of them, and we can sort of jump in the car and be with our advertisers within 30 minutes, 40 minutes maximum. And it's just a good way for us to get out, get on the ground, and actually find out what's happening in each of those areas, just so we've got a better understanding of, you know, what the local people want and what they need to hear about.
So what's your typical day like?
It's never the same. Never, ever the same. Usually I'll sort of get into the office and grab a couple of magazines, and then I'll get straight in my car and I will be trawling the streets of Hazelmere or Midhurst and Petworth, popping in to see current advertisers and potential ones, and just having a chat, really find out, you know, from the people who really matter, how the market's looking and what's going on, really.
So it's real face-to-face selling.
Absolutely.
None of the cold calling on the telephone.
No, I got the job 2 years ago, and when I first got the job, my father said to me, "Oh, Claire, I don't know how you're going to get on with being sat at a desk all the time." And I don't think I've ever sat at my desk for more than 2 hours straight.
Wow, sounds really good. So it's really it's a combination of account management for existing clients.
Yeah.
And recruiting new clients.
Yeah.
And do you find people are receptive to you when you walk in the door?
Absolutely. I think, you know, because we've been going for 10 years, we've really built a reputation for ourselves. And a lot of people, when you sort of walk in through the door, you say, "I'm here from Vantage Point magazine," straight away, they'll sort of say, "Oh, you know, June has already told me about you guys," or, "Oh, Barry down the road has been with you guys for years and years." So it is a very well-known brand. And, you know, we are recognised when we go out and about, which is lovely.
Oh, that's a nice job to have.
It is.
So typically, what kind of businesses advertise with you?
A whole range, an absolute range. You know, we go all the way down to a business card section. So it could be a handyman who is looking for an extra 30 quid a week just to sort of bring in a couple of odd jobs now and then, going all the way up to a new housing development who will take out a page in all five of the editions. So it completely is just a range of people, which is good for us.
What would that cost then for the handyman, for instance?
So we always recommend that you do a series booking. If you just sort of appear 1 month and then disappear the next month, it doesn't work as well. But for one of those adverts, 25 plus VAT for a month.
That's not bad.
And you're hitting sort of 25,000 homes.
Wow.
With that £25.
And if they take out a series, would that 25 go down?
That's within the series booking. So it goes down the more you sort of book in.
Okay.
But people, you know, they've booked with us for years.
And if it's a whole page, what kind of price would that be?
It usually ranges about £400 to about 600, depending on how many editions and, you know, if you wanted a double page spread and bits and pieces like that. So it's just about how long you go in for and bits and pieces like that.
How many of you work in the office?
So we're actually quite a small team. There's about five of us. Right. Six if you include the office dog, who has to have a mention. So Humphrey, you are the most valued player at Vantage Publishing. So yeah, we are a small team. But it's nice. It's nice that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it reminds me when I started off in sales, and it was very intimate, a very small company and very intimate. It's much better than a large company in selling that's quite cold.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We like that there's only a few of us and that we've each got our own individual clients, so that when we do go out, they know who they're dealing with, as well as if obviously one of us is on holiday, another person can pick up the account without having to sort of go through somebody to somebody else to somebody else to somebody else. So
excellent. You do offer bespoke publishing solutions as well. I noticed something about Mole Valley Arts Alive festival brochure.
Yes, so this is the newest string to the Vantage Point bow, where we do programs for the Mole Valley Arts Society. Alex, who's our newest member of staff, has been helping a couple of people publish books.
Wow.
So we do leaflets. We can do leaflets for the smaller companies that just want to sort of do a little leaflet drop around the area, but yeah, there's a lot of things that we can offer.
Wow. And I guess in terms of pricing, people should just ring you up and ask the question.
Yes, yeah, it's always better to call us up, and then we can find out exactly what you want to do, rather than us sort of, because every job's so individual that we prefer to actually have a conversation rather than just sort of slap a price on it.
That's good. I hope that your magazine will reach me at some point. We're here in Weybridge, so I'd love to see that. Now, you've got a very interesting background, and you grew up in Africa?
I did, yes. I was born and raised in Kenya.
How did that come about?
So my mum was born out there as well. So my granddad went out in 1945 as a missionary. And he had my mum and my auntie out there, and then my mum stayed out there, and my dad was working for Pricewaterhouse, and he got sent out there for work. So they met out there, and then me and my sister were born out there as well.
And you stayed there till you were 11?
I did, yes.
Then what happened?
Oh, then I came crashing down with a bit of a bang. 2 weeks after I left Kenya, I was in an all-girls Catholic boarding school.
Oh, wow.
Which was brilliant, an absolutely brilliant school, but definitely a transition.
Yeah. So tell us about that transition.
So while I was just used to sort of running around outside, and, you know, we'd sort of go on safari on weekends, and yeah, just spend a lot of time out in the sunshine, go down to the coast for weekends and half terms. And all of a sudden I was in a boarding school, and I remember somebody asking me if I'd heard of Take That, and I asked if it was a shop and I was shunned. But then as time went on, I discovered, you know, so many different things that hadn't been offered to me out in school in Africa, one of which being performing arts.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about that. So yeah. Where did you study that?
So I went to Winchester University and did a BA Honours in Performing Arts.
And then what happened?
Then I went to a couple of auditions up in London after that, just to sort of test the waters, bits and pieces. And after a while, I sort of went off the idea of it, really. I found it was quite a... It's a ruthless industry, really, and there's a lot of pushback when you sort of go into it. So I thought, well, I'll work in a nursery for a little bit. And I was able to be as dramatic as I liked, because in all honesty, I'm just a big kid. And that was enough for me. So
what kind of age were you working with?
So I worked with 2 to 3 year olds.
Wow.
And then I went up to the preschool, so it was 3 to 5 year olds.
And you became a nanny?
I did. Yes. So there was one little boy that we just got on so well, and I saw his mum a couple of years later, and she said, oh, I'm having another baby. And I was like, this is so exciting. And she was like, oh no, I'm gonna have to quit work and all the rest of it. And I said, well, I'll be your nanny. And she was like, deal. And I thought she was joking, and she thought I was joking. And then about 2 weeks later, I was working for them full time, and I stayed with them for the next 5 years.
That's interesting. So is this the first job after being a nanny?
It is.
And how long did you say you've been here?
So 2 years ago in September.
Wow. You've got the right buzz about you to do this type of work. And it sounds really, a really nice environment to work in.
It's lovely.
What are your future plans?
Well, I think, I mean, I'm so happy with Vantage Point. And the thing is even since I've been there in the past 2 years, all of the added extras we now do, we do a lot on social media. We've got an online blog that we do as well, with all the bespoke publishing things coming in and out. There's no time to be bored. Yeah. You know, you're out on the road all the time. You're meeting people. You're chatting to complete like everybody's so individual who you're chatting to that, you know, I want to stick around and wait for us to be reaching Weybridge and Chichester and Cornwall.
That's lovely. In fact, I went on to your blog or to the magazine's blog. There's so much on your website, actually.
Yes.
There's a lot. There's walks, there's food. And was it your blog about Go Ape?
Yes, yes.
Could you tell us a bit about that?
So that's one of our advertisers who has a place called Go Ape, which is based in Farnham. And it's a treetop adventure where you're harnessed in and you basically swing through the trees like monkeys. And that's one of our advertisers. And I sort of sent him a message saying, I'm coming along. Would you like me to do an online blog for you? And straight away, they were a bit like, oh, how much is that going to cost? I said, oh, no, it's free. It's just a way for me to sort of explain a little bit more about your business. And we went for the day and it was absolutely brilliant. And I did the blog afterwards and it caused quite a stir on social media because I sort of share it through the blog, which then goes down onto the social media platforms. And yeah, sort of got a few calls from it, which he was obviously very happy about as well.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, it's been really interesting chatting with you. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. If there was one piece of advice that you'd like to leave for our listeners, what would that be?
I think it would be, it's going to sound a bit cliche, but if you've got a dream of a business, go for it. I talk to 22-year-olds who have just started up their own businesses, all the way through to 80-year-olds who are just starting up their own businesses. And I just think that there are people out there who do want to help you with it, us being one of them. So just go for it and follow your dream.
That's lovely. Thank you. And if people want to get in touch with you in the magazine, how would they do that?
Yeah, the best way to do it is go onto our website, which is www.vantagepointmag.co.uk, or give us a ring. The direct line is 01483 661 089.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much for that. It's been really interesting chatting with you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Claire Taylor from Vantage Point magazine.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.